This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all the people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, and the bulk mail haulers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different goodies we got on over there, too. Well, joining us right now, in an edition that we call the Colonel's Corner, we've got Colonel Jim Warshuk, who is a retired U.S. Air Force and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all.
And
we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, first of all, I want to let everybody know, of course, our thoughts and prayers go with the people in Paris and the tremendous fire that they had at the Notre Dame Cathedral. Now, I want to point out to everybody that's listening, don't buy the lies of the mainstream media by saying, oh, well, there was no truth to whether or not there's a suspicious nature and, oh, it was an accident. No, there has been no definitive conclusion made yet on how this fire started. And there won't be for a little while because there's so much involved as to how this got started and maintained. It got so hot so quick and burnt as much as it did. Now, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're exactly right. And the investigation, administratively, while it has started yesterday, the actual investigators on the ground who sift through and go through all that type of analysis hasn't even started yet. And that's going to be, you know, months in the making, and I agree 100% with you. Between now and whenever they come up with a final conclusion, it's going to be peppered with all kinds of excuses, speculation. So, you know, we're far from there. You know, I made a recommendation. I thought the president should have told President Macron of France, why don't I send a team of New York City firefighters, inspectors there, because those guys are the best of the best, and
they
would come to the real conclusion. So, we'll see.
Well, I was a New York State certified fire captain, fire rescue captain. I was also what was called a 1013 fire investigator, trained at the State Fire Academy in Montour Falls. Did a number of investigatory fires, arson fires, and all that sort of stuff. And there's certain clues. And when I saw what I saw, my mind right away went to arson. Right away, right off the bat, because of what I saw going on. Yep. So yep. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the commanding officer of the USS Fitzgerald and his junior officer have had charges against them dropped by the Navy. And amazingly, we have also had the families of the seven sailors that drowned as a result of what happened that night up in arms about this. I mean, what the heck's going on there? Obviously, the officer, the captain, I believe, was in his cabin and wound up being injured in that collision, did he not?
Yeah, that's the word that we're getting. In fact, I had a late dinner last night with a retired Navy 06 captain who seemed to be of the his analysis and his following of this, and being a Navy black shoe commander, said this has been a farce from almost the beginning, and he sees a lot of undue command influence in this whole episode and what have you, and a lot of influence from senior Pentagon officials and Navy officials that kind of got to the results we got right now are a result of just a bunch of snafus after snafus in how this was handled administratively, and they had to go with this to cover a number of people. So that's his thoughts. I tend to agree with him. I think it got too politicized from the beginning, and unfortunately, this we're at where we're at with.
Now, Colonel, we also received word yesterday that the leader of ISIS in the Philippines was killed. DNA was used to confirm that fact. This is something that's welcome because, of course, ISIS in the Philippines have, in the Mindanao area, have become more and more powerful.
Yeah, this is an ISIS leader by the name of Abu Dar, killed a number of days ago, and he is the last surviving member, or was the last surviving member of ISIS in the Philippines, who had linked up with a group called the Omar Mott Group. And so that's good news in the overall worldwide takedown of ISIS. As you know, ISIS is in Afghanistan and a number of other countries, including the Philippines. So good news there.
Now, our F-35 fighter has rapidly become the go-to fighter for the military services, and we were told that a whole bunch of them just deployed over to the Middle East.
That's exactly right. And, we're seeing a lot of good deployments of them. And the real key here is the analysis that's coming out of the services who are using it and how they're using it, and saying that the air crews like the weapon system. It handles the way they want it and expect it to handle. And, we don't really have a choice. It's a very expensive fighter, built by committee, so to speak, but the crews are happy with it for the most part, so I think we're gonna have a good fighter to go with here.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with more of the Colonel's Corner with Colonel Jim Warshak. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about that border situation, because it's changing as we speak. Looks like we're going to have a lot more activity along the border. We'll explain how and what. I'm broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Four words that you need to know. You serve, you save. That means all veterans, all active duty military, all first responders, active and retired too, and your 911 dispatchers save a ton of money. And you can also right now at Moss pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check them out online. Moss Family Automotive. That's M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. That'll get you another $500 off the deal that you make. All right. Colonel Jim Warshuk is with us. He is not only retired U.S. Air Force, but also you, sir, are the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party.
That's correct. And come out and join us third Tuesday of every month, and we're going to get President Trump reelected in 2020, and we need everyone's help.
And one of these times I'll be over there talking to your group.
Absolutely.
And on May 2nd, we look forward to the new Tampa, what is it, Greater Tampa, Hillsborough County Trump Club.
That's correct. We looked at a need for that in Hillsborough. Of course, a number of Trump clubs around Florida, and there's a massive audience out there and folks who want to get together and help the president win in 2020. So that's going to happen here on May 2nd.
Yep, and I'll be over there for that too.
Outstanding.
Now, the announcement came yesterday from the Homeland Security Advisory Council, that they recommended four more regional migrant processing centers be put up, along with, instead of the two tent cities, four tent cities with medical facilities as well for the overwhelming group of immigrants that are coming in here, many of which are declaring asylum. And by the way, the latest news yesterday, and I'll include this in the conversation from Attorney General Barr, is those people that claimed asylum and there was no proof of fact of the fact that they could even apply for asylum because there was nothing there to dominate or dictate that they were eligible. While they're waiting for their asylum hearings, they're also in the deportation process. They're going to be held in jail, not in a camp somewhere.
Yeah, this is becoming overwhelming. There's multiple caravans continuing to be formed and,
yep,
and in the making. And you know, anyone who believes otherwise, this is a this caravan situation is the real, true manufactured crisis, with a lot of help from George Soros and other wealthy liberals,
Tom Steyer, who are feeding
this whole effort down in Central America. I said this from the beginning. These groups just don't form up out of nowhere.
No.
They are well organized, well funded, and I say shame on these countries for allowing this, and shame on Mexico for allowing, who are supposed to have the toughest border security capability, from letting them in and allowing them to flow through. This is all orchestrated. There's lots of money paying off a lot of people for all this to happen, and anybody who believes otherwise, well, you need to go back to first grade. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's getting out of control.
And Mexico and Guatemala yesterday announced that they have reached an agreement on putting a detention center and a registration center in Guatemala, so that instead of just busting into Mexico, they stay in Guatemala while they're waiting to be moved further up the chain. And then instead of having to walk all the way there, they'll be brought to the border to the next processing area. But they may have to wait, you know, for a while to do that. They're just not going to let them into the country. That came out yesterday, too.
Yeah, I heard that. And everyone needs to understand there's also, on behalf of the Trump administration and the U.S. diplomatic corps, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes in each of those countries with those countries' leadership to put an end to this. And while it may be some time before that actually happens, you have to realize there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and what we see on the surface and coming out in the news is not the complete story. Don't second guess. Educate yourself, find out as much as you can on what's going on, and once you start doing that, you'll have a real clear picture of what's really going on here.
All right. You want to take a question from a listener?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's a backgammon, Bob, here from Clearwater, Florida.
What's your question for the colonel?
Is there any, these tent cities, they're just going to hold them there. Are they eventually going to release them? Is there any way they can just be taken back to their country of origin?
All right, thanks. All right, thanks. We'll get the answer for you. I don't believe they can be taken back to their country of origin until they have a hearing.
That's correct. And as Matt mentioned early on in this segment here, all of them are being evaluated, mm-hmm, and what their reason for being there, the qualification with regard to their request for asylum, all these have to be reviewed, and all this takes a little bit of time because we've got to go back and find out what's the real situation of who this person is. They go through the whole process of,
right,
you know, we want to document who they are, because eventually if they do get sent back, we want to make sure that if they try to come again to the country, that they're documented and we know who they are. So there's a long process here. It's political, it's diplomatic, it's security, it's the whole nine yards here. There's a lot, as I said, so much goes on behind the scenes of what actually happens when a person tries to enter the country. So they'll be held for however long, and then it'll be determined whether they are going to be sent back, whether they're going to put in some other status. And so we need to pray for all the work that our men and women are doing on the border because they're overwhelmed.
Now, the longest war in American history still rages on in Afghanistan. We are having peace talks. The Taliban, the country of Afghanistan, and the Taliban are all having chats. I believe we're over where we are in Qatar doing that. But in the meantime, the Taliban spring offensive has fired up again, so they're back out on the move.
That's an annual thing. I've been through a number of those when I was in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand also with the Taliban, they are made up of a number of factions run by different groups, different warlords. And, if they know that there are U.S. or NATO forces in their, province or part of the country region where they are, they're going to conduct their, spring offensive regardless. They don't necessarily all take direction from one, centralized leadership. So this is an ongoing thing. They're fighters and this is what they do. And we have to deal with it, each and every year.
And speaking of warlords, Libya suddenly has flared up to an unbelievable, uncontrollable situation. We have a whole bunch of militias that are out there, all of whom are trying to fight for supremacy and gain the upper hand, if you will, in Libya. We have a self-imposed American that was put in place, a Libyan a former official of the Gaddafi government that was brought to the United States a number of years ago, Americanized, made an American citizen, and then sent back over there to take control of the Libyan government and try to bring some stability to it. But that's getting very, very tough to maintain. And you got all these different factions that are at war with each other over there right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Matt. And this is what happens when you create a power vacuum, particularly with a former powerful dictator like we had in Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what the total solution is. You're going to have to get these warring factions around the table, come up with some type of coalition government amongst them if that's the case. And most of the time that won't stick. And so we're going to have a mess on our hands here for a number of years, I'm suspecting, until which time they either kill each other off or some other and it's kind of hard to even speculate what potentially will happen, because each and every time in any of these situations, it's a whole new paradigm. And so we're dealing with so many different groups vying for power. It'll be some time before we get any type of stability there. And then you have to look at the economic impact of the mm-hmm. country. How do you bring those countries back from a country like Libya that was pretty wealthy from the standpoint of having oil?
Yeah.
How do you stabilize, which is a key aspect of it? So it is what it is right now.
And finally, Colonel, about 30 seconds here left. North Korea, are we going to have another summit?
Yeah, I think so. South Korea is working real hard with us to make that happen. I think the president in North Korea learned a lesson on how to deal with Donald Trump, and that it was totally should have been him who should have been sitting around the table with him talking rather than the way it turned out. So I think we're going to have another summit pretty soon here.
Okay, well, Colonel, we look forward to talking to you next week on the segment we call the Colonel's Corner, and maybe we'll see you one of these Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue up there on Waters Avenue.
We are going to try to make it.
All right, thank you, Colonel. You have a great week.
You too, Matt.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshak, former USAF Colonel, last assignment, CENTCOM, and also he's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact, and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you very much, Donna. We appreciate you very much and what you do for the radio show. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been in business for over 36 years, and they've been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service, and they make some very nice pieces of jewelry. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. For example, firefighters, with the medals that we wear around our neck, the medallions, the rings that we wear, the Celtic Cross and other things, the police officers with the St. Christopher's Medal. They make all that sort of stuff. And if you're interested in having something special made for a birthday or an anniversary or whatnot, go to their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. The website again, davidegarrettjewelers.com. Shop there for their thousands of available items that they already have on display, or give them a call to talk about maybe a custom piece at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. That number again, 937-325-3680. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. They also happen to be a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook, as well as the Captain's America Third Watch, and we welcome them aboard and thank them very much for their support. Well, joining us right now, we've got Brandon Rimes. Brandon Rimes is known as the consumer quarterback, and he's got a program on one of our sister stations here, 1380 The Biz, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
If I were to tell you and name these states and ask you what they all have in common, you ready for this one?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Number one, New York. Number two, Hawaii. Number three, Maine. Number four, Vermont. Number five, Minnesota. What do they all have in common? Give up, because you'll never guess. They have the highest tax burden, including property taxes, individual income tax, sales, and excise taxes of any states in the country. They are the top five. And you notice I didn't mention California in there, because California is number 11 at the present
time. Wow.
Now, where are the people from those states moving to? Well, how about if we try this? Virginia at number 38, Wyoming at number 41, Montana at number 44, Florida at number 47, Alaska at number 50. Now, that's not necessarily the order, but you see where I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of the lower tax rates.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And Florida's got to be up there near the top, right?
Yeah, they're third from the top. And, of course, the top is actually Alaska, believe it or not. And the second one is Texas. We're number three. Number four is Tennessee. Now, what do they all have in common? No state income tax.
That's right. And that's why people want to be here. People want to be here for the vibrant economy, the, you know, the beautiful sunshine. Lots of reasons why people are moving here. And of course, you know, when you look at, you couple that with the fact that we have so much more to offer and, just a vibrant economy and, you know, things to do, things to enjoy. What the world, you know, average temperatures, you know, throughout, most of the years in the 70s and 80s. I mean, what a great place to be.
There's only one place that's got better weather than, Florida, and that's San Diego, California, where they have the number one weather all year long. I believe their average temperature is 75 degrees for every day of the year. And by the way, they have something in common with Florida, the Freedom Boat Club, of which you and I are both members. They have a big in San Diego, a big club over there, a franchise. But in Tampa Bay, we are the number one franchise in the whole system of 168 franchises. We've got over 300 boats right here out of Tampa Bay, out of 19 ports.
Yeah, I sure love it, man. Going out and just enjoying that time, getting out on the, you know, whether you're going to go on a Lake Tarpon here, and, you know, or you're going out on the Gulf of Mexico, and I've gone out all the way down in the Keys before, in the Florida Keys, when I was on a vacation there with my family. So
you went with a boat?
I did. Yeah, absolutely. I went down and we had a boat reserved as a reciprocal reservation, right there out of, Isla Mirada or Key Largo.
Okay. All right. I was thinking you may have hopped on a boat up here and taken it all the way down there. I don't think you can do that. I think you can only go from location to location and then take another boat and
right.
go. I think that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be too much. Too much work anyways. You know?
Well, When I had a boat on Lake Ontario, my 25-and-a-half-foot F-cabin cruiser that actually slept six people that had a flying bridge on it, I would get in the boat in Oswego, go out of the Oswego Harbor, and go straight across the lake when the weather was okay to do it, right on over to Gananoque or Brockville, Ontario, and then go right up the St. Lawrence Seaway to wherever it is we were going to go.
Yeah, yeah, it can be fun, absolutely.
60 miles across the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's a fun trip.
Oh, it was fun.
I like that. But you're adventurous, and you're the captain, so you can do that.
Yeah, and I was the captain in real life because I got on a boat, and I was the captain. I had to go through the captain's course because of the size of the boat. But it is what it is. Yeah, and I had a lot of fun with that boat. It was a Marathon F cabin cruiser. We had a lot of fun with that, but those days are over because I lost my boating partner. But anyway, it is what it is. And I want to talk about the market in general here in Florida, because everywhere I go, Brandon, and I'm going back up to Newport Richey again today, I'm going to go up the Veterans Expressway, get off at State Route 54, and go across that way. You've been on that road. I mean, my God, can they find another place to build up there?
Yeah, if they can.
Holy smokes.
They'll start going vertical on it, I'm sure. Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on in the Bay Area, and it's a great time to be both a buyer and a seller. And people sometimes will say, how can that be? It should be, you know, either buyers or sellers are better. Right now, we're in a balanced market. It's interesting. People always talk about it's either a buyer's market or a seller's market, but right now it's actually a balanced market. It's one of the few times that you see a balanced market. We are trending towards the buyer's market, though, because of the way inventory and mortgage rates have been, both pleasantly kept, low mortgage rates, and then the inventory is still up actually a little bit. There's more properties coming on the market, so it's good for both.
Now, my friends at Mixon Farms, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, have got 500 homes going on right there on across the street and behind their location there. And again, who would have thunk it? I mean, we're talking about, this is like rural Bradenton, just south of Tropicana, and they're just building, 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 and they're selling, selling, selling.
Yeah, people have to have a place to live. I mean, there's so many people moving to the Bay Area. We're in such high demand, especially when you compare it to, the East Coast. There's some positives for being on the East Coast, but more, in my opinion, for being on the West Coast here in Florida. Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater, Palm Harbor, Bradenton, Sarasota. What a great place.
It's more affordable on this side.
Yes, a lot more affordable. Yeah. And it's just a better lifestyle. And once people see both, they actually understand it, then you hear people say that as well.
And I've got a poll from the Florida Tourism Bureau that I just found here. It's an old one. This is 4 years old, but I think it still applies. The number one reason people move to Florida, besides the weather, is taxes.
Yeah, taxes, and then I think the next one behind that would be beautiful, beaches and outdoor things to do outdoor. That's why, our Tampa Bay Rays are, they're still, they don't.
13-4, my friend, 13-4.
Killing it. But if you still look at, whenever I look at the audience, the attendance, it's still low because there's so many other things to do in Tampa Bay. Most other cities, Milwaukee or Chicago, they've got, baseball is primarily, a thing to do. It's one of the things. Down here, it's just another choice that we have.
Yeah, we have so many different things to do. Now, I've got about a minute left here, actually about 45 seconds. Tell us how to hear your great show and tell us how to get in contact with you for what you do.
Well, Captain, we would love to help any of your audience listeners out there. Of course, your veterans, your first responders, your active military, 813-670-7372. My wife and I own and operate PlatinumMVPTeam.com. It's a division of Keller Williams, PlatinumMVPTeam.com. And, of course, our radio and TV show is ConsumerQB.com, like the consumer quarterback, ConsumerQB.com.
And we know who the executive director is of the organization, don't we?
That's right, Braylon Joe.
She's cute. Every time I see her, I get a high five.
Yeah. He's a hard worker.
Yeah. All righty. And have I been to Venice? Okay, we'll talk about Venice next time. All right,
okay.
Got to run, Brandon.
Thanks,
okay,
buddy.
Thanks a lot. And, yes, I have been to Venice, but not recently, Christine. Building everywhere. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And one of these times I may have to come down there just to visit some of my friends that are down there in Venice for whatever reason. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch coming back, final segment on the day. Thanks for everybody that's been tuning in, and thanks for all the comments we've been getting. And don't forget, I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, it is, and it's time for us to go boating. And here comes the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And for all you people that are headed on down here to Florida, or all you people that are around the Gulf that want to come here to Florida for the weekend, here we go. All righty, today, Wednesday, it's going to be a little bit breezy, but the breeze will start in later tonight, be breezier tomorrow, Thursday. Today it'll be mostly sunny. We'll have some light winds out there to begin with, 5 to 8 miles per hour. There will be a little bit of a breeze, maybe up to 10 to 12 miles an hour today, a PMC breeze. Winds start out of the east, then go to the southeast. Seas will be relatively calm and then 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Right now, our Gulf water temperature is 76 degrees. Bring the soap with you. Our bay water temperature is 78 degrees. And don't forget the high tide we had this morning at 1:03 a.m. The low tide coming at 7:35 a.m. High today is going to be about 89 degrees here in my neck of the woods. The low tonight about 67. And tomorrow we're going up to 91 degrees. It's going to be just a warm day. Tomorrow night there'll be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms as another front makes its way through the system. We'll have some gusty winds later on during some of those storms, maybe 20 to 25 miles an hour. And then Friday, the storms will drop down after 8 a.m. It'll be a little bit breezy, but not all that bad. We could have some winds gusting during the day, though, when we go back to some rain, 90% chance later in the day, Friday, of gusts as high as 40 miles an hour with some of the thunderstorms that should be coming our way. So that's where we're looking right now at the weather, and it is what it is. It's Florida. Welcome to summer, right? And we're pretty much in the summer mode right now, even though it's only April. But here's the deal, all right? And many of you who are already members of the Freedom Boat Club listening to me around the country, because Freedom Boat Club has 168 locations across the country, many of you already know what I'm about to say. It's the best alternative to not owning a boat. Because while you have all these things you have to do, and believe me, I've owned a boat, so I know. Getting it on the trailer, getting it off the trailer, and if you didn't, you had it at a dock, and then you had to pay the fee to have it at the dock, and sometimes the fee at the dock was more than it cost for gas that you put in the boat all year long. I know where I was at, I had to have a deep water berth because of my boat up on Lake Ontario, but that's a horse of a different color. But they got three different plans. Now, if you're just traveling into an area and you want to join the seasonal plan while you're there for a month or two or three, you can do that with Freedom Boat Club. It's a monthly deal. You don't get reciprocity at all the other locations around the country, and it's only good for where you're at. But the two plans that make sense for me are the economy plan, which is the 5-day-a-week plan. It's great for retirees and those who work on weekends. And I don't want to be out on the water on weekends with the nutsies that are out there, because a lot of craziness happens on the weekend. That's when they get out there and they just go out there and drink and boat and drink and boat. And I don't want any part of that. Now, they also have the standard plan, which is 7 days a week. But in each case, you get the first month of your member dues free. And you get unlimited weekday usage with the economy plan, unlimited 7-day usage with the standard plan. You also get 4 rolling reservations at any one time with either plan. You also get complete reciprocity in the entire Freedom Boat Club system all across the country of the 168 locations they've got, including the 2 locations up in Canada that they're going to expand. There'll be more, I'm being told. We'll know more about that next time I talk to Keith. But here's the deal. If you join the Freedom Boat Club through the Tampa group, the Tampa franchise, you save $1,000 right now off the one-time entry fee. Save $1,000 off the top. Now, does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. If you're a member of the military, active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or a 911 dispatcher, or in the medical profession, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a nurse practitioner, you work in a doctor's office in a hospital, regardless of what you do, as long as you work in the healthcare department or business, rather, in a nursing home, in a convalescent center, then guess what? You get another $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. Now, does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. You can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee, 1 or 2 times or 3 times, whatever works for you. And away you go, and you're in like Flynn. And all you got to do is pay the monthly dues, and you're doing fine. Away you go. You're off on the water, and you don't need to have a boat. And I'm telling you, this is the smartest way to do it without having to go out and buy a boat and spend all that money, too. So there you go. All right. And That's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, or look them up on the web, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. All right, here we go. 60 seconds with Todd. Hey, Todd.
Let's get down to business.
By the way, you missed a tremendous event last night.
Where was it?
Tampa Trump Club. We had a standing room only crowd. We had more people than I've seen at any of their meetings at Mug Sports Bar and Barbecue.
All right. Well, I will catch up with you when I get your announcement where you're going to be at in the next, you know, couple weeks. I will be there. All right. But let me get down to business right here. Let me say something here. Okay. This is to any American citizen. Donald Trump is an American citizen here. And what happened to him is a disgrace. Let me say something. If I come in to a judge and I can't get the job as FBI director, but I get appointed by Rosenstein to head up the special, how does Rosenstein have a job? Behooves me. Well, back to Mueller. Okay, Mueller's going to come out with the report. He didn't get the head job at the FBI, but he gets to be the special prosecutor and hire 12 Democrats who hate Trump. Come on, man. The whole thing is corrupt. While you Democrats try and circle the wagons and try and let me tell the Deutsche Bank something. We're not doing business with you if you hand over any of the, and any bank that hands over any of Trump's paperwork, we're withdrawing our money out of your bank. That goes for every American, okay? Because what's happening to an American citizen here is a disgrace beyond repair, okay? It's a disgrace what's happening to Donald J. Trump. This report is a waste of time. The captain was with me when we were at the fairgrounds. He was sitting right next to Robert.
No, you were with me. I was there as a broadcaster.
You were watching. I was there on the left, okay, where Bob Acosta was making false accusations that he was getting accosted by. Nobody accosted him, okay? We made fun of CNN, the Communist News Network, for fake news because that's what they've been.
That was the Tampa Trump Club that was yelling at him.
Exactly. Okay.
And I knew that was going to happen. Okay.
Okay. So, and I am a member of the Tampa Trump Club, by the way, and the NRA. And I again, so that's another good thing. Join the NRA and defend our rights. Let me say something. You can take that Mueller report and flush it down the toilet. The corruption is with the DNC. You know it. I know it. And every American knows it. And I want to thank every housewife and every woman who stands up with Donald J. Trump against the corruption. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you. Yeah.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. And no, we were broadcasting from the Florida State Fairgrounds. We had a live remote going there, and we had quite an interesting discussion. Jim Acosta had to come by me three different times, and I made it a point to stand right in his path, so he had to talk to me. And I said, "Welcome to Tampa, Jim." And he just looked at me and goes, "This is fun. I'm having a good time." And I said, "Yeah, I know." I said, "I know every one of those people that's standing there giving you the business." He says, yeah, they're working real good with me." He had no concern over what was happening to him. Anyway, the final segment here brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled Dominicks, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blades, blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see him. Look for Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And who knows, you might get into some of that private stock in the back room of that pastry that they like to hide back there. And that was Dominic's favorite trick over the years, by the way, I will add. Okay, Mike Gallagher will be in town today, broadcasting from our station, our radio station, so make sure you catch him on many of these same stations that are playing me right now. And I'll be back tonight with more. Tomorrow's News Tonight is what we do. A lot of what we talked about tonight, you'll hear him talking about today. But we were on it first. Remember that, too. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.